leading up to ticket stock, we've been thinking about ticket stocks of the past.
And this has to be the most wheels-off moment we've ever had when we've had the headliner on stage with us to do an interview. We've had huge names, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bo Jackson. And in 2013, our guest was Dennis Rodman, who is always a wild ride. And over the course of the ticket, for 30 years, there's been a number of people who've gotten upset with the great Gordo, people who worked here, guest on the show. And I really thought this day that Gordo may get charged by an irate Dennis Rodman. And to Gordo's credit, he did not wind up Rodman. Maybe he does as the interview goes on, but this was started by the all-time greatest rebounder. It was not Gordo's fault. It was Rodman who came after Gordo first. So this is, he just sat down, and you hear how he goes right after Gordo, and then he starts telling us about Rodman does when he was with the Mavericks and living at Mark Cuban's house and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Well, it's
what's your name?
I'm Craig.
Craig, who's Gordon?
Gordon's at the end.
Uh-oh.
Have you been told to watch out for him?
No, I'm not worried about Gordon. Hey, Gordon, let me ask you one thing. Where's he at?
He's the one with
down
the
here.
Beard.
What white guy?
Yeah, he's the white guy at the end. Yeah.
Which
white guy?
With
us?
Wait, we need to fix your mic first. This guy's name is Killer, and he's going to fix your microphone.
Cool, baby. Cool. Cool.
Is it turned around or anything?
It's okay.
It's good. Okay.
Is that black? Cool. That's good.
Okay, that's Gordon.
So, your name is Gordon?
Yes. Yes, it's my name.
I know. Guess what, Gordon?
Yes. Yes. Okay, there I am.
Are you good, baby?
Yeah. You can't hear me in your headphones, but they can hear me out there. There we go.
It don't matter. I can see you, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, so. Why do you think you're important?
What? I'm not important.
Seriously, why do you think you're important?
Oh, we can't say that.
don't do that. Don't stop it for a second.
What did he say there? Do you remember?
I think that's the... We dumped it, and he said a word you cannot say.
Obviously.
On the air, especially
but what was
now.
It?
It was another name for a British cigarette, I do believe.
Hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. So that's how the interview started, and then we go further.
I understand it's the Bible State, you know, Texas, San Antonio, Austin, and all that crap right there. El Paso,
right.
you know, come on across the border, guy. So it's all good. Yeah, you know. Either way, I heard that you're a pretty good guy, right?
I am a good guy.
Right. Cool.
In my life, I'm a good guy. I don't know about on the air.
So what do you think about Mark Cuban?
What do I think about him?
What do you think about Mark Cuban? He just team up, didn't he? Yeah. He just said, screw it. I'll be a superstar. Right?
Well, right? I thought you were friendly with Cuban. I mean, when you lived with him in his back house,
dude,
and all
seriously,
that, how did that go?
In his backyard, dude, seriously, I lived the greatest life that any athlete can live, man. I have more girls back there every night. Are you kidding me? Oh, you're on your mind, dude. And guess what, dude? I used to work out in the parking lot and all the crap like that. He said, you ain't got to go to games, Dennis. But guess what? I said, but these four girls got to get home. Okay, so, you know, I ain't got no money. You got all the money, Mark Cuban. So, you know, but, you know, it's a good thing, man. It's a good thing. You see a lot of people here. Guess what? I see a guy right there, number 70 right there, because why did he get number 70 for me?
Why is that?
Why? Thank you.
69
you know,
plus one?
I don't know, because I had 69. I was coming out the tunnel, 69, and said, you can't wear that, Dennis. So I had to change the number 70. That's why.
Really?
Why would you want the number 69?
Just because, man. Come on.
Because why?
Just because, man. Guess what, brother?
Huh.
You sound very sexually charged.
I'm always sexually charged, brother. Now, like most girls here. Come on, those girls here are sexually charged. Come on, guys.
All right, but Dennis, how old are you now?
I'm 52.
52.
No one believes that crap.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're above 40. You're north of 40, right?
I don't care about that. I wish like nonsense. We'd be to have a good time, right?
Right, we're here to
have a good time, right?
But I'm curious about this, because after 40, they say a man's libido starts going down, mm-hmm. going south. Have you noticed that in your Dennis Rodman life?
No, I'm just asking most of the guys. You know, once you get that whole like erection first,
mm-hmm.
the first one,
Yeah.
The second one's kind of hard to get, you know how it works. You know, it's like, wait a minute, hold on, really? Come on. God's doing that, right? God's doing that, right? What the hell, you know, that first one is a mother scratcher. You know?
Yeah.
But that second one, you know how it is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you?
Man.
I understand half the stuff he's...
I don't either.
And from what I understand, we did 3 segments with him.
Wow.
To get one segment of content out of it.
I remember it as like 1 8-minute disaster.
Who's Gordon?
We did 3 segments with him, and then this was probably the worst part where... What baseball movie was it when he said he must have said the magic word?
Dennis Bull Durham.
Rodman. Yeah, Bull Durham. He says the magic word here.
Well, seriously. Michael Jordan was a gambling guy, and he is a millionaire, I think.
Well, you know, he's all good, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's good, too. Are you a millionaire?
Am I a millionaire?
Are you a millionaire?
No, unfortunately not.
Are you a sucker?
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
You know,
whoa, really?
We went
really?
To...
Really? Come on, really? Really, guy? Come on. Come on, Alvin.
Special shout out to all the kids here.
It depends on how drunk I am.
I'm just saying, though, if they can take Family Guy, they can take this. Okay, what the hell? Go ahead.
You know what? And I think that's a decent question for we can just kind of go around the round table, people answering that one.
Norm?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Really? So uncomfortable.
No, okay. Okay, really?
We're all just going, okay. And he's going, right. God, what was he on?
He was on something.
Yeah.
Really? No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I don't know. Some people just get nervous in front of a crowd and, you know, over-talk or something like that.
I think he was also nervous in front of the crowd, but I think he was on something.
That added to it.
He was just saying.
Okay.
He was just asking the question of you.
You're,
that's such a weird follow-up to are you a millionaire?
Yeah.
The next place
are you
to go.
A timepiece sucker.
So I doubt we'll have that sort of interaction with Mike Modano, but who knows? Maybe he'll go at Gordo and...
Really? Guy, come on,
How weird would that be if Mike Modano acted just like that?
What if we gave him the script and we just did that same thing? And he asked you all those questions and talk like that.
Why do you think you're important?
Oh, we forgot that one.
No, that's how it started it. That was at the very
beginning. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did ask that at the beginning.
Why do you think you're important?
I'm not important.
Had you said something like on the air previously?
We think he teed up with the person who brought him there, said, hey, you got to look out for this dude named Gordon.
Yeah, that's the most likely explanation.
So he went up there just ready to unload on you.